amidst all the gloom of our times. One aspect of life in Britain is getting brighter. It's Christmas lights.
Mary, Joseph, and little Jesus there.
And there are a few people who light up their houses on a monumental scale, starting months before Christmas.
Gonna get a tan, you are.
They spend countless hours and thousands of pounds in an effort to fill their neighbourhoods with festive cheer.
It brightens everyone's winter up. To have the whole street on board would just be like a dream come true for me.
But not all the neighbours wish it could be Christmas every day. And as the competition increases...
OK, Chris.
So does the pressure.
How big do you want it? I could have made a massive one. It blocks all your lights.
No, it looks stupid.
When the lights go on, whose display will be the greatest? Who will draw the biggest crowds?
Please.
Who will be the king of Christmas lights? Paul Toole is a karaoke DJ.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
He spent years working on cruise ships and in holiday camps as an entertainer. But he's about to stage the biggest show of his life when the lights go on at his mum's bungalow.
I'm 36 years old. I'm still living at home with mum and dad.
This year, Paul isn't stopping at his mum's bungalow. Determined to beat last year's display, he's planning to decorate the entire close. And he'll pay for the lot.
My aim each Christmas is to drag more of the community and get them all involved, really. It brightens everyone's winter up. And, you know, to have the whole street on board would just be like a dream come true for me.
Paul's best friend, Chris Elliott, helps him to organise the display.
This year's display is going to be totally different than any other display we've ever had. I mean, it's got bigger, better, more lights. It's going to be the brightest close in the southwest of England, if not the country.
A few miles away in a Bristol suburb, builders Paul and Lee Brailsford are setting up their display. Lee and Paul have been covering their mum's house with Christmas lights for the past 17 years.
Until the lights are on, you can't sort of get a proper feel of it, but just trying to eye it all for it so it all looks how it should do.
The brothers live just around the corner from their mum.
Paul!
Two doors apart.
You finished that battery drill? 5 minutes?
They both have girlfriends called Emma and are both fathers of two.
I'm probably the snips.
Right.
When Lee and Paul were children, their father would take them to look at other illuminated houses. This is how their obsession started.